Good afternoon. It is a Friday. The weekend is approaching. Some of us say it's here. Friday is the beginning of the weekend, honey. We start here and we finish Sunday evening. Some people started early. Some started on Saturday and they finish on Monday. Whatever the case is, it's January the 14th. Here in the United States, people. That's right. I am here in this country. I am no longer in Europe. All right. I do not have a lease. No longer. Finito. Okay. Exit. Cancel. I miss Europe. Yes. Sometimes I want to get on a plane and just go back to my old apartment. Go back to my old neighborhood with my coworkers and just go out and have a good time. I remember those days. I am across the water here in everybody's land. A free country, they say. And I must wake up and smell the coffee. Know where I am. My question today is, when is it over? More coming up. Missouyou.com, die ganze Wahrheit. Missouyou.com, the whole truth. Okay, so when is it over, America? People from around the world? That's the million-dollar question today. Have you ever tried to tell someone to stop, move on, get off on your own, bye? Another way of saying it's over. Then they just don't catch on. It's over, buddy. I had enough. Time out. I can't deal with you anymore. It's gotten out of my hands. I cannot take anymore. It's not up to me to deal with this situation. It's far-fetched. You need to get you some help because I'm not a professional, experienced, trained to deal with these kind of issues. Or this is not the place for you. I have better things to do with my time. And some people, they're on top of the moon. They won't get off those clouds. And I have to deal with people like that. You can tell them 50 times that it's not working. We not seeing eye to eye. And they act like they can turn water into wine. Really? Hey, you. Okay, you're not my type. I don't associate with people like you or I'm not trying to get into a relationship with someone like you, or I'm not ready for a relationship right now. And some people like, oh yes you are, or they don't take you serious. Or you're on a job and you try to tell someone that this type of responsibility is something that I don't tangle with. I don't do those. Do you understand? I don't scrub floors. I don't clean toilets. That's not my profession. My profession is whatever your profession is. Nursing. Television anchor. Seamstress. You know what I mean. But people don't get it. They still want you to clean the toilets. Still want you to scrub floors. Well, why don't you scrub it yourself? Clean it yourself. If something's not clicking when you try to tell people, stop. Don't go there. It's over. Let's draw the line. Some people have been in a relationship and they know what it's like to be in a relationship. They know what type of person they want to date or marry. And for somebody to intrude and tell them, they don't know what they talking about. You don't know what you want. If you knew what type of person you wanted to be in a relationship with, why are you single? It's none of your business. Seems like you harassing me. Why are you so interested in a relationship with me anyway? I'm not interested in a relationship with you. And you try to tell them, look, right now I'm trying to finish college, concentrate on my work, and being in a relationship with you is far too much right now. And they insist on you being in a relationship with them. They won't get lost. They act like they don't understand the definition of bi, get lost. I do not love you. I do not want to partake with you. And then sometimes we are around people and we just can't get along with certain people. Have you been in that situation before? It's not that you hate people or you don't like them. It's just you can't get along with them. And that's normal, because sometimes people have different personalities. Do you understand? Or some are maturer than others, and it's not working. And some people, after you tell them that, it's like you ignited something very dangerous. But you just wanted to let them know how you really felt. And they act like they're your enemy now. But you try to tell them it's over. Why are you so angry and bitter after I told you it's over? That I don't want that. And it seems like you're trying to make me want that. It seems like something is going on with you and you need to move on. And no matter what you say, the person doesn't understand. And you tried to dial 911 to get the person off your property to stay away from you, and the person still in their mind just doesn't seem to handle it. When is it over? I had a disagreement with someone or a misunderstanding many years ago. Wow. It was so long ago. It feels like I was a child then, but I wasn't. And it seems like the person still acts like I am the worst person on the face of the earth. It's over. I could understand if I continued after the person was already fed up, tired. But I just continued with my same old ways. I can understand if someone is upset with me, because I think that I really need to get help if someone says, go on, it's over, or leave me alone, and I won't do that. I want to continue to dwell on them like they are the only individual on the face of the earth. But sometimes people that we deal with or that we're around, they're so wrapped up in misery. And they love to keep that cycle going, seemingly. They love to keep unhappiness and unruliness on the plate. And it's like they're trying to get back at somebody, and they must be seen as a person that is so much more stronger. It's something that they're seeking or striving for. And you just can't seem to reach them and let them know that I'm not the one. When is it over? Really? When am I going to get to the point to get you to understand that maybe you're used to telling people what to do and having things your way? Maybe you're so used to being demanding and getting what you want regardless of how the other people feel. Yeah, you're on the receiving end and you like that and you're used to that and you haven't been told no. And then you act as if the person that's telling you no to get on, to leave me alone, you act like they have a problem. You act like they supposed to serve you grapes on a silver platter along with the best entree, the finest wine, bow down to you and serve you. And then when you don't get that and the person tells you over and over again you're not getting it, to move on. Your life doesn't consist of having me in the palm of your hands. You don't seem to understand that, and you're in a confused world. If you would just slow down and understand what someone is really trying to tell you and what they told you over and over again, it's over. But in your mind, in your world, in your life, it must be your way. You must harass. You must stalk. You must spy on. You must talk about the person that already told you no. Get yourself together. There's nothing going on here. It's over. Whatever you're trying to do or plan, it's over. Maybe you need to hear it from someone else. When is it over? How do we let people know or get them to understand that it's over? And you cannot make someone and hold someone captive to have what you want. Not in this country, I believe. Hopefully not in this world. But when we're around people and they have a problem, a serious problem, with accepting rejection in reality, it's not our problem. It's the person that that refuses to be responsible for respecting someone's freedom and right to choose who they want to be around. That's right. And who they want to be in a relationship with. And there are so many stories and headlines about people that have a hard time with understanding the definition of no. And then when they have so many problems, they still can't register and understand why. Well, when you were a child, you probably were the same way. And when you finally one day run into someone that's going to teach you the definition of it's over, no. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Respect yourself. No, you don't have any slaves and you never will. Maybe you will see it under another light and be able to grasp it. But right now, it seems like you don't really understand when it's over. And if you do, you don't act like it. So sometimes we exclude people, erase them from our presence. Because maybe they're going through something. And some people, they spend a lifetime wrestling with the truth. That in life, people don't give us things and give us things and give us things. And we do not sit back and get things on our own. We don't put ourselves so high up on a throne where people from different areas must come and pay us special respects and bring us things and give us this, and it's never over until we say that it's over. Oh my gosh. More coming up. You can send me a message on Facebook. Look for Miss Sue You. Bringing it to you. The truth. The whole truth. Maybe nothing but the truth. Do you need help in your area? Log on to findhelp.org, a list of resources, emergency pandemic assistance, and more. That is findhelp.org. Get the help that you need. I am back right now, today, right here with you. And my question, did you hear it? When is it over? I'm still on that note, bringing it right here to you. And I searched for answers to the question. I went to different clicks and clicked on this, clicked on that. And I stopped at one. And however, I really don't want to get into like personal relationships with a partner, dating, married. I'm not singling that out. But I'm not going to focus just on those intimate relationships when I'm talking about the question, when is it over? Because people can be in all different types of relationships and still have respect there could be just a plain, no strings attached relationship. Just a friend, an associate, a co-worker, a business partner, or an agreement, a contract. Do you understand? So today, I am not limiting the question to intimate partners. Do you understand? Doesn't have to be that way. Sometimes people think about that. When is it over? We're talking about people that are in, bonding relationship, something special. No, I'm not going on that single path. But are there signs that a relationship is over? I believe there is. When we talk about people that are married or dating, some of us said, yes, I saw signs. What about working? There are signs. What about when you have a coworker that is late constantly? Can't get along with a coworker. Seems to be a lack of communication there. No matter what you do, you're trying to reach the coworker, and the coworker just will not work with you. You try to call the coworker and talk to the coworker after work, and the coworker just does not want to hear it. I believe that's a sign that it's over. If I did all that I could do, and maybe then some, and still there is no change, there is no conclusion, I believe it is over, and I think that's common sense. But when we talk about, let's switch it to intimate relationships, what about it? We're going to have moments in a relationship, but when you have two adults that are willing to stay in that relationship and make it work, it's a difference. A vital difference. Right now, I am at brides.com, and here we go. Like anything worth participating in, relationships, no matter how perfect they may seem, have their fair share of ups and downs. We've all experienced tough times with those we love, and in healthy relationships, occasional arguments are usually nothing to worry about. At some point, however, you may be faced with a feeling of doubt that's hard to ignore. You feel like you've lost your connection, or a difficult event has damaged your trust. So, how do you know if the relationship is over? You'll want to take a closer look at your connection with your partner. Analyzing the good and bad moments can help determine whether your problems are worth working through, or in some cases, if it's time to part ways. Even when you still care about each other, staying together might not be the best choice for either of you. When we're emotionally invested for a long period of time, it can be easier to turn a blind eye to disagreements, even if they happen more often than they used to. It's never simple to consider breaking up with someone you love, but by learning how to recognize when a relationship is over and preparing yourself to cope afterward, you can determine what's best to move forward. If you are unsure about what to do, look out for these 6 key signs that a relationship is over. Okay, here we go. There's no emotional connection. I understand. Get out my face. Okay, I don't care. You know, fall down. Okay, hurt yourself. I didn't see that. All right, I got things to do. All right, you hurt yourself? Oh, so what? Okay, no emotional connection. Who cares about your problems? I do not feel anything right now. All right, physical intimacy doesn't appeal to you anymore. Has anyone gone through that? Yeah, I just don't feel it anymore. It's not there. You're so boring. Wow, you hurt my feelings. Well, I'm just telling you the truth. Okay? And if you've been in a relationship with somebody for a long time and you don't feel anything like that, yeah, it's time to talk. But some people feel like, hey, this is important. There's some other things going on and, you know, it's over. It's hard to agree on anything. I understand. Someone else seems more appealing. I truly understand. The trust is gone. That I understand too. Your goals don't align. Whoa, I really get it. And on and on and on. So, it all, I believe, boils down to, do I really want to be around certain people or not? What are the pros and what are the cons? Because if you're getting something out of this relationship and I'm not getting anything out of it, then you know it's canceled. It's really over. You're not trying to change anything so that everybody could be happy, not just you. Not you are gaining. I'm losing emotionally, physically, psychologically, mentally. I'm drained. Because all you think about is how someone is in this relationship to help you and nurture you. You ever been around people like that? They only will help you to a certain extent. Or for certain reasons they want to help you. They figure they're going to get something back in some cases. Or eventually you'll give in and give them what they want if they give you this. You see, that's an unhealthy relationship. I shouldn't be in that relationship, period. I have to be in a relationship where someone is truly honest about their goals. Right? And their intentions. That needs to be up front in the beginning. And if not, there's problems in the relationship. Whether it is intimate or professional business, still honesty. In the beginning, right at the front, when we first meet, that is one of the most important things on the table. But we have someone that it hasn't gotten to that point where they can feel fulfill and be fully honest in a relationship. Well, you don't need to be in a relationship. You need to just go on because you need someone to raise you and teach you and wait until you get to that point where you are mature enough. And it might never happen. Some people need to work on themselves before they get into any kind of relationship, business or personal. Do I really want to be here? What do I want out of this? What am I trying to do? It may not be for me. But if I'm wanting to still go on and make people give me what I want and do what I want them to do, that's kind of like crazy. And you caught up with people. In the beginning, they aren't fully, truly with you. And your life goals, your substance, what you really desire. Not really important to them. They have an agenda. And they're really good at hiding their agenda. You have some people that are good actors and actresses, honey. They will put on a show in front of the world as if they are the best citizen in this country, the best member in a church. They do no wrong. Everyone is out to get them. People are hurting them and not helping them. Brothers and sisters, people, human beings in this world, we all have a journey, and it's true and real to accept it and set goals in life. Without goals, you're not going anywhere in life. You're going to continue to stumble over yourself. What's most important is you and how you're going to get and achieve in life first. Before you get into a relationship, the partner has nothing to do with individual self-esteem that someone has prior to the relationship that needs to be worked on and formed and developed. That's what I think. When is it over? It's over when I begin to change me. Look inside of me and see what I need and what I want. Because whatever the scenario is, someone else is involved. But I must understand that. And I understand also in life that everyone is not going to come to grips with reality. Relationships, situations, circumstances, can they be worked out, or do we have to continue to play games with one another? When is it over? And you know what? Some people avoid going through certain things or working with certain situations. They want to race through a problem or a situation instead of taking their time and understanding the problem or the situation, finding out how to resolve it or get through it. Some people could care less. They're not used to being able to learn and grow from certain things. And they're all over. You have to guess, you know, try to see what they want or what they're trying to do. And who wants to be around people like that or in a relationship with people like that? It's over. I can't raise you. I can't put diapers on you and give you a bottle and check in on you and making sure you're okay and you get what you need and trying to understand what you really want and trying to make you talk. Trying to make you communicate. Trying to make sure you stay focused. I mean, that's energy. I'm getting drained trying to take care and nurture you and make sure you have what you need, and I'm going without what I need. And you so busy, you cannot even nurture and see what I need and take care of me. You have a job to do, or you have other things to do with your time, and I've been trying to tell you that from the beginning. But you decided that you would just try to convince me that that's not what I really want. So, in the beginning, when we meet people on a job, at a job interview, or we go out on a date with someone, we express how we feel and what we want. In the beginning. True. Yes. I bring my resume to the interview. The interviewer looks at my skills, my education, what I really want, what that interviewer expects, and we try to reach an agreement. if the agreement is reach understood, more than likely I'm hired. If not, someone else is chosen. In a relationship in the beginning, you try to reach an agreement or understand what the date is about, what the date is aiming for, trying to do. If the date is kind of introverted and not talking about what that date really wants or what that date really wants to do, then you know what it's going to be like later on in a relationship. It is what it is. How are you going to paint a wall green and say it's red? When we first start in a relationship, or we're first on an interview or whatever, we can kind of ask questions and get to know people. And by them giving me the answer, I can kind of understand who they really are. But if people are not giving you an answer, they're not talking, then you know in the relationship or later on, they're not going to talk. They're not going to give you an answer. So you have a messed up relationship and you're trying to figure out, when is it over? It's over. When you look down inside of yourself and realize that, hey, it is what it is, you can see that it's over. Does someone have to tell you that it's over? You don't get it? I don't get it. Sometimes we try to tell ourselves something's not over or something is not happening because we don't want it to happen. We don't want it to be over. We want something else, something better. We want some change there. But it's inside of us, right here, in this human being. This is the one that I need to take care of. Whether someone else does it, they believe something else, oh well. But what's most important is when I wanted to be over, I had enough, or I can't do anymore. I did all that I could do, and I need to get some help to take care of me. I need to go on my journey, on with my life, and do what's best for me. What a great thing. And that's a wonderful thing about realizing that it's over. And I'm on my way, right, to understanding that with this beautiful person. And that is me. Most importantly, I know that it's over. I can feel when it's over. I can accept when it's over. And with all of that in one, it's great being able to express that. And most of all, no. Great weekend, everybody. Time out. It's over. Bye.